Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. This week, we're airing our final segment of the recent Kramer concert for our CF Summer Ministry fundraiser. At the end of the program, as a state director, I shared an overview of our summer ministry outreach, our financial funding need, and also some of our ministry prayer requests. Also, at the tail end of the program that evening, we shared about a special opportunity that our CEF state office team has this summer of not only ministering to the children here in Illinois, but also ministering to children on the other side of the world in the country of Uganda in East Central Africa from June 26th through mid-July, July 16th. On behalf of CEF of Illinois, I want to thank you, our listener, for your prayers and your support that make our total ministry possible, including this radio program, Telling Future Generations. I hope you enjoyed listening to this last ministry presentation shared at the Kramer concert at our recent fundraiser. So as you can tell from the different videos and some things we've been sharing with you tonight, we have a full summer ministry, like I said, that just starts beginning right around the corner here in June with the training school. So I was just recently looking at our stats from last year, and so if you look at all of the ministries that happened just during the summer, I'm not talking about the whole year for Child Evangelism Fellowship, but just for the summertime, this includes for the whole state, includes those 7 weeks of overnight camp plus day camp. And by the way, I didn't know if you knew this or not. I'm not even sure if our camp staff knew this or not. But we don't just have day camp at Camp Good News. Also, some of our CF offices, we have about six different offices spread around the state. Some of them also have day camps at their locations as well. So we have overnight camp, the day camp ministry, those five-day club ministries that Jill was talking about, primarily through those host homes. And also we have Vacation Bible School, VBS, in partnership with local churches that we do as well. Some churches ask us to come in and do that, and they take care of the other things, but we provide the teaching for them. Also, some of our chapters, they do week-long fairs. Like, for example, one is called Boone County Fair. They've had forever. Another one is up in Zion, Waukegan, Illinois. They've had it running since 1955. Wow. And so we have fair ministries going on. Also, one-day festivals, outreaches that we also participated in last year for the state office. Plus our Truth Chasers Club ministry, where we have Bible correspondence ministry with children. Wow, that all was a mouthful. So you put all of that together from stem to stern, from June through August, our staff and our students are out there sweating underneath the hot sun because we want to tell the boys and girls, why are we doing this? Because we want to tell them about the true Son, God's eternal Son, and the great gift of salvation that's only through grace alone, faith alone, and Christ alone. So last year, all together, just our summer ministry, we ministered to over 4,000 children with the good news of the gospel. And also, I looked at the stats, and 100 children, according to our records, of course, we know that God keeps the ultimate record, the Lamb's Book of Life, but according to our records, we had 100 children, boys and girls, place their faith in Christ alone as their Lord and Savior through the summer ministry last year as well. Praise the Lord. So as you can imagine, looking at that list of all these different things that we'll be doing, it takes a lot of people, it takes a lot of work, and also it does take a lot of funds. It takes a lot of money, which is one of the reasons why we also have this event. So our goal tonight for our CF Summer Ministry fundraiser to kind of kick us off, to get us in gear going up that mountain of all that we need to make the summer ministry happen is $20,000. But I was looking just today at some of our email communication, you know, electronic stuff that went out, and also some of our printed material, and I realized there is a discrepancy. So some of it said 30,000, and you know, tonight we're saying 20,000, but you know what? We'll take it and use it for God's glory. So if it's 20,000, 30,000, anywhere in between, and I just want to assure you as a state director that we need every penny of what comes in, and we're all going to take it. And all the funds work together to offset the summer training school costs, because some of our students, they have some difficulty raising their full support, offset for the cost for the staff and so forth, and also for the five-day clubs, the summer missionaries, the gas money to put gas in the tank to go from club to Club, plus all those materials that we give out to children. So all of that plus more, plus sending some of our Good News Club children to go to camp. You can imagine how quickly that 20 or 30,000 and why it's needed so much. But our financial policy for all the years in CEF, and by the way, this is our 87th birthday for Child Evangelism Fellowship, and it started here in Illinois, if I got that number right, in 1937. Not always was great math. That's why I went to Bible school, because I didn't have to take math. I just had to do Bible. And so, but our financial policy is to ask God and tell his people. That's what we're doing, and that's what I'm seeking to do, and also our state board. We're just trusting the Lord. We're looking to the Lord because we know him and him alone is our provider. So we ask God, and we simply share with you and tell you as God's people. In your program that we gave to you, that our ushers, when you came through the door, inside there's two items I just wanted to share with you. First of all, there is a response card and a response envelope, and I'm actually going to kind of boot this and delegate this to Pastor Kerry, and he'll tell you more about this response card and envelope and what you can do with it in just a few minutes. But also in your program, there's something else. On one side, it has like a picture of ministering to children, the different logos that we have of our different ministries, but on the other side, there is a list of prayers, because not only do we want to share with you our fund needs for the summer ministry, but also we really need and appreciate and value so much your prayers. Now, if you look, I'm not going to go through this, obviously, but what I wanted to just mention to you, that it kind of chunks up the summer, the whole summer, that June through August, into three main sections. The training school, which is June 7 through 14, and then both the camp ministry at Camp Get News and the five-day club ministries are running simultaneously. And so on behalf of CF, I just want to say thank you for your financial support, not just in considering for our summer ministry, but can I thank you, and I just want to say thank you for how you have supported us through the years. This is now my 24 years serving as a state director, and just how God's people has supported this ministry month after month, year after year, and our special projects that we have, including for our summer ministry. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your financial support that makes this ministry possible throughout Illinois, and not only your financial support, but also through your prayer support as well. Now, the last thing I want to share with you is there is a kind of a funny date that's on list on prayer item number 4 that is, we kind of just put it in there, and I didn't know where else to put it, is kind of like right after the training school and the summer ministry five-day clubs get started, then some of our CEF state office team members, including myself and Jill, my assistant, and she's worked with me for 23 years. Can we give it up for Jill, all the years she's put up with me? And so Jill and myself and three of her children and my youngest son, Samuel, are going to be peeling off, so to speak, and jumping on a plane and heading over to Uganda. What are we doing over there? We're doing Child Evangelism Fellowship, because CF is worldwide, and we're going to be doing five-day clubs over there. We're going to be walking right into the public schools and sharing with the children. They actually almost have more freedom over there than we have here. We can walk right into the schools there where the schools are going on, have all kinds of assembly with hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of children at a shot. It's just amazing. And then Jill and I are also doing children's ministry conferences, teacher training and workshops, and also we're guest speakers at the CEF Uganda National Conference. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to ask Pastor Kerry to come and wrap us up and kind of land this plane. But I just want to thank you again for being here tonight, and we do appreciate so much your prayers and your support.
Julie Wieland, our board chair, suggested to me yesterday that it would be good for us to actually pray for this team that is going to Uganda. So I thought it'd be appropriate to break script a little bit this evening. So I need the young people. I need Michaela and Hannah and also Micah and then Samuel. I think Samuel just got finished with the ball game and came out here as well. And we've got Jill and Katrina. So why don't you guys come on over here? And I'm going to pray for y'all. I don't know if you noticed it, but they're going to a third world country, other side of the world, two women, no men leading the team, it's going to could, and then you've got four children. So there's a little bit of some vulnerability there, but we want God to really use their ministry to really benefit the national ministry there in Uganda, and I know there's a dear partnership that's there. So would you pray with me as we commission this team? Father, we are so grateful for the message of CEF, the message of the gospel that goes all around the world, and that you're going to use Katrina and Jill and their children to be able to do Sunday school classes, to do five-day clubs, to speak at the national conference, to come along other leaders and to give tutoring and training and encouragement. But Father, there's flights and there's bags to pack, there's all the different things that can even go wrong in terms of travel and all the things. But Lord, we entrust that to you. We pray for their safety. We pray that you would use them, stretch them, bring them back different. We pray that even the state office would be a different place, and that the impact of the Church of Jesus Christ around the world will impact us here and impact our ministries and impact the children as well. So, Lord, we commission them. We pray for great reports when they come back. Lord, use them for your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to the conclusion of our CF presentation at the Kramer Concert for our Summer Ministry Fundraiser. As we close out our program today with one last song from the Kramers called Because We Believe, let's remember anew our commitment to the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ does not come first out of our love for Him, but out of God's great love for us, and that He gave His only unique eternal Son to come from heaven to earth to be the Savior of the world. And that's what the ministry of CEF is all about. And what is that specifically? To proclaim the good news of the gospel to the children, both near and far, that they may know and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of the world.
We believe God created the earth and the heavens and all that there is in between. We believe that the Father sent light into darkness and a baby was born to be king. We believe in the blood that was shed for our ransom, that Jesus was laid in the grave. We believe that in 3 days He rose from the dead, and that Christ has the power to save. Because we believe, we have hope in this world and hope in the
Thanks again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me again.